is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. Good yawning this morning. It is Monday, the 4th of July, 2022, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. July 1st, I think, marked the beginning of the independence celebrations. But today, we are going to take a moment to say good morning and happy birthday to my cousin to the north, the good old United States of America. It is your birthday today, and we say happy birthday. Now, listen, this is supposed to be an all Bahamian week, right? All things Bahamian, all jokes Bahamian. But what's more Bahamian than the United States of America? In fact, most people expect to hear the question being asked, what is the Bahamas without the USA? But I say to you today, the more accurate question is, what would the USA be without the Bahamas? Right? It's just a little change in perspective. It's just a little change in perspective. But what would the USA be without the Bahamas? Well, it would be far poorer. It would not be as rich as it is, considering the massive contributions that Bahamians and Caribbean people, like the Bahamians before the Bahamas, the political construct existed, right, have contributed to the development and growth of the United States of America across the board, but particularly in arts and culture. And then maybe for the rest of the week, we're going to pop in some facts and information about that, but I couldn't let the day go past without saying happy birthday to our cousins to the north. Now, I know y'all may say, but man, Erin, you're an anti-capitalist, anti-imperialist advocate. How you could be, you know, on this run? But our relationship, the Bahamas and the United States of America, is so rich and so tangled, you know, weaved together, that you just can't ignore it. You cannot ignore it. And I tell you, don't ignore it. Don't ignore it. Sometimes you just get a shift your perspective. What would Florida be? What would South Florida be without the boat building and the construction skills of Bahamians, right? What would urban popular music sound like without the influences of Frederick McQueen and Joseph Spence, without Tony McKay and T Connection, without people like Bagon and Julian Believe? We've got artists all throughout the U.S. influencing American culture. Anyway, also, I got plenty of brothers and sisters and cousins, both the Hasty and the Mitchell side, that migrated north, and so our families are deeply, deeply intertwined. I say happy birthday to my brothers and sisters in the north. Today is a bit of an open line day, but we're talking Bahamian, we're talking independence, and I'm going to put this question on the table. Is the Bahamas a real place? And I'm asking a very serious question. And if you think it's not a serious question, I'm going to let you know right now, it is a question that young people are asking and answering very quickly. They don't need any reference. They don't need any older Bahamians to help them out with this one. And I think you'll find that the answer is no. The Bahamas is not a real place because we cannot live real lives and realize real dreams and vision, right? I want to talk about that today. Tell us what you're doing for independence. I'll tell you a bit about the independence activity schedule. So we could start now. For more information on the independence activities, events, ceremonies, you can go to a social media platform, Celebrate Bahamas. You can find them on Facebook, on Instagram. You can find them on, I think, on Twitter and some of the other young people spots. I'm going to look for the flyer that Mr. Latrey Ramming sent me. So we can start with tomorrow, Tuesday the 5th, at 7 p.m. at the Harry Seymour Library, UB, is the Independence Distinguished Lecture Series. I don't know who the presenter is, who the speaker is, or what the theme for the event is, but I am going to try and tune in. On Wednesday, the 6th of July, that's the National Day of Wellness. And you could take the 49 Wellness Challenge. If you go to the Facebook page, Celebrate Bahamas, you can find the details there. But it's like drink 49 ounces of water a day, walk 4,900 steps, and there are a couple other things. It looks exciting. And come on, Bahamians, there's no question. We need to focus on wellness. On Thursday at 7 p.m. at the National Stadium, there's the Babe Ruth Caribbean Championship opening ceremony. Anyway, we're celebrating happy 4th of July today. So I'm not going to question why are we participating in the Babe Ruth Caribbean Championship, like as a whole, you know, as a region, but I'm going to interrogate the relationship between the U.S. and the Bahamas and the Caribbean and baseball in particular, because it may turn out after a little bit of interrogation that we have a whole lot of influence on the sport of basketball in North America. And then again, Friday is National Flag Day. Wear your Bahamian flag colors. So I found this website, the social media platform, Celebrate Bahamas. I went to their Facebook platform, and you could check that site for details for events, and you can check that site for images and footage of events and activities, including some of the activities that took place, I think, on Sunday or Saturday, the National Day of Service. You can see images from the flag-raising events across the country. And I think this is important. Like, even if you couldn't get out, even if you couldn't take the time to do it yourself, being able to connect to it is really great. But more importantly, maybe over the holiday weekend, you could take time with your family and make it a digital media event, right? Like some young folks in college in the States, they used to have what they call a PowerPoint night, where they would get together as a group of friends, get some drinks, and each person had to prepare a PowerPoint to present to the group. It could be on any subject, like why dogs don't bark at parked car, anything. So imagine this Independence week or weekend, you take some time, bring all the kids together, tell them bring their devices, right? It's not a put the device down day. Bring your devices and you all sit and take pictures symbolizing your pride and your celebration of independence, upload them using some of the hashtags, like hashtag proud to be Bahamian, hashtag 242 wellness, and then go through the images, see if you see somebody you know, an old friend from the family island, somebody you used to work with before you left that department or transferred to another ministry, and spark a conversation with your kids, with your family, with your cousins, with something. There's all kinds of ways that we can do independence. And this independence, right, we're not going to be dragging young people back into the past, forcing them to celebrate independence the way we used to celebrate independence. In fact, I would say, inspire your kids. Tell them, let's have a PowerPoint night and help them or let them create PowerPoints about what it means to them to be proud to be Bahamian. I think that'd be a nice activity for some people. Text, I see you. I come in. I see your text. I come in. Celebrate Bahamas campaign has a number of billboards erected around the island. Call or text me if you've seen any of the billboards. I've only seen one, and that is the billboard featuring Mrs. Paula Roma. I just want to say it's people like Mrs. Paula Roma that make us proud to be Bahamian, and it was wonderful seeing her face on that billboard. So please call and text if you've seen that billboard or any of the other billboards and let me know where they are so I could drive out and take a look at them as well. And then before we get sort of into the questions and the news for the day, just a reminder that the theme for the 49th Independence is proud to be Bahamian. So every time you upload a picture, no matter what other hashtag you put on it, remember to put hashtag proud to be Bahamian, celebrating this independence weekend. Like I say, everybody celebrates, everybody recognizes, everybody commemorates independence in different ways. Even an old anti-capitalist, anti-imperialist advocate like me could celebrate, find a way or a reason to celebrate solidarity, unity with my fellow citizens. Whether I'm arduously working to restructure the plantation model or not, there's a space for every one of us here, and I hope we remember that. Some of the other events, July 7th is the, like I said, it's the opening ceremony for the Babe Ruth Caribbean Championship. Remember, that's the beginning, the start of the Acklands Island Cascarilla Heritage Festival, 7th through the 11th. On July 9th is the Ecumenical Service Cultural Explosion and Flag Raising Ceremony. July 10th is the official announcement of National Honors Recipients. And it is the Independence Gospel Explosion. July 11th is the People's Junkanoo Love and Unity Rush. It's also the National Independence State Reception. Is this a first? I'd like to know. Anyway, I've reached out to Mr. Latrey Ramming and asked him to please send me someone from the press office to talk about this year's activities. July 14th is the Folk Dance and Drum Show. I will share more details about that as soon as I get it. I hope that we get a performance from Ubuntu along with other fantastic artisans in the country. July 15th is National Support of Bahamian Artisan Day. Rep your straw. I would say rep your straw, rep your Bahamian design t-shirt, rep your Bahamian made designed jewelry, rep your Bahamian shoes, your Androsia, your Bahamian batik, anything a Bahamian made, rep it on July 15th. Also on July 15th is the Couture and Culture Fashion Show. And July 16th is the Bahamas Cook-Off Festival. Now, dear National Independence Secretariat, these events are endorsed by the Secretariat, not necessarily organized by the Secretariat. But we're going to need some more details. What if I wanted to participate in the Bahamas Cook-Off Festival? What if I wanted to put a team together? It's been a little difficult finding details for these events. Please, please, inundate us with information. Flood the airways. I'm going to say this respectfully. The same way you flood the airways with your political messages is the same way you should flood the airwaves with your messaging and advertisements for National governmental cultural events. So you can go to Celebrate Bahamas on Facebook, www.celebrate-bahamas.com online, at Celebrate Bahamas on Instagram, at Celebrate B-A-H on Twitter, and info at celebrate-bahamas.com. Email and Celebrate Bahamas. I see the symbol, but I am getting old. I don't know what that symbol is. But whatever platform you're on, search Celebrate Bahamas. And so today, I want to talk a bit about the road to independence. We're approaching our 49th independence, which means that we have just over a year to begin preparing for the 50th independence celebration. And I'm not saying the 49th isn't important, because you got to hit 49 before you hit 50. I mean, not unless you're the government who believes in social promotion. If you're them, you don't have to. But regular Bahamians, you have to, right? And so I want to talk about a few things. Things that young people are talking about. And more importantly, what they're not talking about. Because they're not talking about it, they're just leaving. For instance, last week, the Prime Minister is quoted as saying that abortion is not on their agenda right now because Bahamians aren't talking about it. And I want to say this to you respectfully, sir. No, they're not talking about it. They're having them. They're just doing it. Right? First of all, you refuse. And when I say you, I mean you, the Prime Minister, understanding that governments are continuous. Right? You guys refuse to have a clear and coherent conversation about the matter, about the legal and governmental issues involved, about the health issues involved, about the socioeconomic issues involved. And I know, we know certainly you're not going to ever talk to us about the political issues involved, but it is 2022. And we deserve a coherent position on it. And it's become more striking. And you're going to say, as you have said, that's really an American issue right now, isn't it? And we're focused on Bahamian issues. Well, let me tell you, sir, Roe v. Wade, the decision, has drawn the discussion right back to the Bahamas. Because those doers, you know, the people who don't talk, they just do. Their options have been reduced greatly. And this conversation will return to the fore again. It has to. It must. Because the political imagination does not drive the development of the Bahamas. First of all, it cannot. Look at us. Look at us. We in a one-car garage trying to do wheelies on three tires and a donut. The political vision cannot drive the Bahamas. And the reason we are stagnant is because the political class, I can be honest with you, I wrote it down. The political class and partisan politics consume every single space, every single conversation, and every single opportunity in the country. Good morning, civil servants who hog up all of the scholarships and opportunities for the people they deem worthy. That's a very broad brush. I know it's a very, very broad brush. Trying to paint one of them buildings that the government refused to maintain over the decades. But yeah, the brain drain is not just the brain drain. It's the spirit drain. Until the political class becomes aware of itself, understands where it's located in the country, engages and practices spatial awareness, and realizes that as desperate as their situation may seem to them in the moment, they in the political class are always best suited to solve or resolve their own problems individually and collectively. See, until they realize that, they're going to continue to move around this place like substance abusers, hungry and snagging for every crumb that they can find. While poor, hardworking, and deserving, talented people, whether they have discovered or developed their talents or not, are sat in the trenches, sucking up mud. This is very important for us to recognize. I'm going to take a pause here and mention two things, right? I just got notice that there was a horrific and tragic accident this morning on Gladstone Road in the vicinity of Aquinas College. The news report indicates that two people have been killed in a traffic fatality. It's time for the Royal Bahamas Police Force and the Ministry of Transport, the Ministry of National Security, and the Attorney General's Office to get up off their duffs and stop pretending like this is a problem that Bahamians can solve individually. And I knew you were going to do it. We knew you were going to do it because you acted like the issue with licensing cars and the long delays at the end of the month is an issue that Bahamians can resolve individually. We know that you think that these are issues that Bahamians can resolve individually. This morning, I was afraid I was going to be late for the show because despite giving myself about 50 minutes to get from just east of Blair to the Guardian, there's a massive delay heading to Montague and to Shirley Street. It turns out that the roadworks layout has changed again. There is no notice anywhere. How lovely a detour sign at Blair would have been. How lovely a detour sign at Johnson Road would have been. Don't we have an SMS text system that we use to alert people? NEMA uses it. Ministry of National Security uses it. Marco Alert System. Why is it that the Ministry of Public Works cannot use it to indicate to us where there are roadworks and detours and delays? Why can't they use it to indicate to us where there are major potholes and unusable roads? Why is it that you prioritize everything except the things that concern the people? Somebody has to do something about traffic. And by somebody, I mean every police officer in the Royal Bahamas Police Force, because they're all responsible for traffic. See, but I could understand how they forget that. Because it's just nothing but entertainment and exciting entertainment happening in the Royal Bahamas Police Force. I want to say, and it is a little tongue-in-cheek, but I'm glad. I'm very, very glad that Assistant Commissioners of Police Clayton Fernanda and Lamont Delavaux saw fit to settle their case with the Commissioner of Police and the Royal Bahamas Police Force before they became Commissioner of Police and Senior Deputy Commissioner, respectively. Like, I'm glad that they saw fit to do that. See, but when you read things like this, you delve into these stories, you can understand why the police force is falling apart. I mean, what occurred or what was presented to the public through the media over the last few weeks would suggest that we need to pack up the whole Royal Bahamas Police Force, send it back to whatever factory made it, and ask them to send it back once it's working properly. I got a text there. My question, how long has Clayton Fernanda been in his post? 1 month? That's long enough because he's been watching the nonsense for over 30 years. When will he announce the public road safety re-education program? On Saturday, I saw with my two eyes someone in a black coupe type car, that's like a small two-door, pull up to the northbound right turn lane on Soldier Road. They stopped for a second, then proceeded to turn right onto Burnett Road through a red light directly into the path of oncoming right-of-way traffic from Wolf Road. Broad daylight, midday traffic. The light hadn't just turned red, it was resting on red. A driver had to stop to avoid hitting this crazy person. When will we have a commissioner who acts like a commissioner and not a messenger? Dear texter, there was a lot to... I just want to say, you just panicking. You just panicking on the road. I saw on a video with my own two eyes a vehicle driving backwards in reverse up Soldier Road and up Prince Charles from Soldier Road, and they turned onto the East-West Highway, and then they turned into the shopping plaza by Solomon Supercenter in reverse. And I thought the person with the dash cam was a police officer, because they must have said something to the car that was moving in reverse and the person got out. So I was waiting to see cuffs. I really was waiting. I just saying, I don't believe in a police state. But if you drive in your car in reverse down the East-West Highway in Prince Charles, you getting locked up, buddy. You getting locked up. But it wasn't a police officer. Anyway, I'm glad it was the person who it wasn't me, because I was enacting a citizen's arrest, buddy. I was enacting a citizen's arrest live, cold. Cold. Because sometimes you don't know. You don't know what the slope is. Sometimes you don't know where you are on the slippery slope. We don't know what the tipping point was, what the tipping point is. We don't know what that point was where we lost control entirely of the roads. But believe me when I tell you this, we have lost control entirely of the roads. Another text here says, we need a farmer day. Dear Ministry of Agriculture, it's not too late to get in on this vibe. In fact, I've been thinking about a conference for the independence, 50th independence celebration, called The Road from Independence to Emancipation. And I know chronologically that's backwards, but psychologically I think it's the correct direction. Next year, from July to August, right, from Independence holiday to Emancipation Day holiday, I want to have a thinkers and a doers conference, revolutionary conference. But yep, we need a Rep Your Farmer Day. Aaron, there are no traffic police on the roads consistently. There's no proper police policing plans being executed. Yet the PM traveling instead of forcing ministers to do their jobs. Now we tired. Okay, watch this. Remember when the speaker was in the house and people were acting like children and she told them, don't act like children? Because I's rule children? The prime minister should not have to stay in New Providence to force ministers to do their jobs. That's the first thing. The second thing is, ministers shouldn't be waiting on the prime minister to tell them what to do. The cabinet is supposed to be a collaborative process. And the cost for being the boss is that you take the brunt, is that the buck stops with you. So the minister responsible, if malfeasance or corruption has occurred, they're going to take the hit, but you are also going to take the hit as well. Because there's a cost to be the boss. Another text. Hey, Aaron, I have an idea. How about the government partners with Google and Apple to better develop their navigation apps? Bring the Google cars to develop Street View. And with the Waze app, you can report potholes, objects in the road, cars on the shoulder of the road, etc. That is a great idea. Because I don't ask, what can I do for the U.S.? I ask, what can the U.S. do for all of us who live in this region together with them? That would be a really great opportunity. Because then you bring in University of the Bahamas, Northern Campus, right? You start with your pilot there. You train your police officers in traffic division there so that you can then put them out onto the streets of Nassau. You got to do a massive public education campaign, because if anybody try thief the Google View car, it could be on view to the entire world. And we're trying to eradicate that level of stupid in our country. I love it. Morning, Lady Green. I thank you and others for wishing our cousins in the USA happy Independence today, Monday, the 4th of July. Now, I must confess, I'm a little vexed because you and others did not wish our cousins in Canada happy Canada on Friday, the 1st of July. Just like the USA, there's our people too. Moreover, just like the Bahamas, they still on God Save the Queen run with their Prime Minister and Governor General set up like us. For whatever reason, every year without fail, we keep overlooking Canada on July 1st. Since we all celebrate in July, man, I think it should be easy to remember each year. Watch this. We start with Canada the 1st, the U.S. the 4th, and the grand finale finish with the Bahamas on July 10th. Easy as 1, 2, 3. Literally 1, 2, 3. I agree. That is a wonderful sentiment. And it's a great little protocol to establish. I like it. And whether I'm here or not, I'm sending out an invitation for next year, July, for the Canadian government, the American government, and the Bahamian government to join me or whoever is in this slot. The show's already scheduled, and we need to make a culture of it, right? Because you're right. We got too many cousins in the U.S. and Canada, and we have too many Bahamians in the U.S. or Canada to think that one little anti-capitalist, anti-imperialist advocate like Aaron Green could just pretend like these things ain't happening. Thank you, Texter. Thank you very much. Got a text here. There's an overabundance of mindless drivers on the road. One almost knocked me coming out of a corner, even though I was on the main road cycling. He said, sorry, didn't see and was not focused. I told him if he had made a complete stop, it would avoid such mindless encounters. Yes. Like, people don't get it. There's a reason why you are supposed to bring your car to a complete stop, wait 3 seconds, look both ways, and then look again before proceeding out of the corner. There's a reason. And let me tell you what the reason is right here. Are you all ready for this? Because you could die from a paper cut at PMH. We are long past the accidents happen and you could go to the hospital and I have insurance. First of all, y'all don't like to pay your insurance. Second of all, y'all like to lie to the police. Third of all, some of y'all like to pay off the police to pretend like you was driving the other car. Good morning. Good morning. So this is just a memory, a personal memory. Yeah, too many of y'all like to give people a wrong phone number. You like to agree, sign contracts. That's another memory, right? Give your word and then leave people to die on the front porch of PMH because you don't care about them. That's why you're supposed to stop at the stop sign. And that's why you're supposed to stop at your red light. And that's why you're not supposed to cross the white line at the red light. Every vehicle that breaches the white line is $250. Every vehicle that breaches the yellow box is $500. Look at all that money that other Bahamians are just stealing from you. It is horrible. It is horrible. The driving is horrible. But not everything is bad, you know. Not everything is lost. Not everything is gone. Not everything is gone at all. At the top of the show, I was supposed to say congratulations to my neighbors, Mr. and Mrs. Neil and Kim Knowles, on the marriage of their daughter, Megan Knowles, to Mr. Joey Moxie. I say congratulations. Mr. Knowles is one of my longest, if not the longest, neighbor and friend for years and years. And his family as well. We all grew up in the same neighborhood. I want to say congratulations to them. I want to share the story very quickly, very, very briefly. The reason why I felt it was important, at the end of the wedding, I got an opportunity to talk to the groom. And I shared this story with him. When we were younger, when we were young teenagers, early teens, just do a bunch of foolishness, living in a bougie neighborhood, play basketball all day, watch TV and thing. One day we were hanging out, and Mr. Knowles, Neil, got a call. He got a call. And he said, listen, I'm coming right back. You all hold the fort. I'll be right back. And so we waited. We waited for hours and hours. It took him a really long time. And we were getting ready to lock up the place and leave, you know. And when he came back with just tons and tons of Gatorade and sodas and beers and stuff. And it turns out that a truck had overturned in the road. And his cousin ran a crane company. His cousin called him and tell him, look here, let's go. I need you. Gotta go to work. And he jumped out. He didn't hesitate. He jumped up, put on his shoes, put on his waking shoes, and he'd gone. And that was the day that he began building his company. But it's not just that. That was the day he began building his family. And he built it on the foundation that his parents set for him. And they built theirs, Mr. and Mrs. Rachel and Chris Knowles, on the foundation that their family had set for them. Long Island family had set for them. So as we approach this independence, 49th independence, and I'm going to continuously ask you, is the Bahamas a real place? I want to remind us that not all is lost. And if we turn to our family islands and our family islanders and rich history and culture in these islands, then we realize that we have family island determination that has caused many of us to survive and bring us to this place called Nassau that we think is a place of prominence. But I think our true value lies in the lessons that we've learned struggling and surviving and thriving on the family islands. And we could take those lessons and bring them with us to Nassau and help us to continue to build this archipelago. Anyway, that's my music. We go into a break. When we get back from the break, I'm going to ask you, is the Bahamas a real place? Is it a plantation, an economy, just a tourism product? Stay tuned. You're On the Clock with Aaron Green on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Hello? Can you show you something else, boy?
Who this is? Tamika?
You ain't even remember my name?
Wow, Dred.
Girl, I've been so busy. You still planning a trip?
Girl, and I can't wait. I write here online booking my car.
You dare planning trip. You vaccinated?
Girl, we had to. We ain't been nowhere since this pandemic started. Girl, and we got a 14-day vacation.
Best vacation ever.
Girl, are you though?
Well, I know you's gonna get the vaccine because you too like travel. When y'all get your vaccine?
Girl, long time. Because you gotta get your first dose, wait, then get your second dose at least 2 weeks before you travel. Johnny get his vaccine and he 12. Even Grammy get hers. Child, and Grammy say she ain't get no money. But I say, I not under the mattress.
Child, let me send my list, because I know you going shopping.
Keisha, don't play with me.
Vaccinate today, live tomorrow. A message by PAHO, WHO, Canada, and USAID.
Like what you're hearing on the show? Want to support the conversation? Sponsor On the Clock today. Call Janet Lees at 302-2304. That's 302-2304. Be the solution. Sponsor On the Clock with Aaron Green, where she dissects, we discuss, and you decide.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
No, no, producer, I'm going to tell you I was giving you the thumbs up because that's a track. That's a banger. I love it. I love it. All right, all right. Thank you, producer. That's the first time I'm hearing that. That's an awesome track. We got to play that again this week, please. Producer, that is awesome. Welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I told you we got to ask this question. Is the Bahamas a real place? See, a country is a nation with its own government occupying a particular territory. And a nation is a large body of people united by common descent, history, culture, or language inhabiting a particular country or territory. Do we qualify as a nation? Maybe, I don't know. Because we are not actually documenting the history and the culture and the language in a way that people can access it and engage it and ask these questions or prove it to be true or not. I don't know. Are we investing in the institutions that allow us to be united by common descent, history, culture, or language? Are we investing in the museums? Are we investing in the galleries? Right? Are we investing in the people? Look here, as far as I'm concerned, the Bahamas cannot be a real place if we are subsidizing the cost for travel for tourists to come here while Bahamians sleep in their cars and in the bush. It just cannot work. So is the Bahamas a plantation? Is it an economy? Is it a political construct? Is it a tourism product? Is it a Ponzi scheme? Is it a playground for billionaires' wildest imaginations? Or is it one of the most effective, efficient stops on the Saltwater Railroad? Maybe you're moving in the opposite direction now. But this is the question that we need to ask and answer before we hit our 50th anniversary. Independence celebration. We got to ask and answer these questions. Why does government think it can make every single decision on behalf of the people? Why does the political class and partisan politics consume every decision in the place? Right? Where was the space for the average common Bahamian to make suggestions for this year's independence celebration? I need you to know that we are bored. I got to find the thing again from Latrey, but we are bored of gospel cultural explosion. Beat the retreat. National Flag Day, rep your ecumenical service. Listen, what about the interfaith service, right? It's 2022. Is the Bahamas a real place? What about the interfaith service? It is not enough space to make space on the stage for the Orthodox Greeks and the Hindus and the Muslims, right? In your Christian church service? If we want to be a modern country and charge people modern taxes and expect them to go to modern jails, then we have to do this thing with sense. We are not constitutionally a Christian nation. A space must be made for the other faiths in this country, in the same way a space must be made for the other cultures in this country, ethnicities, ancestries in this country. The same way we have to make space for other politics in this country. The Crown Land deadline has approached and passed. I want to say, well, thank you to the government for not locking up the people on Pride Day. Thank you for not locking up the people on National Pride Day. That's all I could say. What I heard last night on the news, there was an operation at Bonefish Pond National Park. 15 irregular migrants were apprehended. And the Minister of National Security says that this initiative is supposed to extend New Providence, Abaco, Andres, and Grand Bahama. But it can't just stop here. The Minister of National Security cannot be the only ministry working and Ministry of Tourism. Right? You see what I'm saying? That they can't. The Ministry of Tourism cannot be working to put heads in beds if no other ministry is working to put Bahamians in safe homes and spaces. Somebody sent a text, Psalm 9 and 17, King James Version. The wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forget God. Okay? Thank you for that. Thank you for that very much. And what I am suggesting is that we honor your faith by creating a space where all faith is honored. Yeah? The best way to honor your faith and to protect your beliefs is to ensure that all faiths and beliefs are honored and protected. Thank you for sharing that. All right, so here are some of the other things I wanted us to consider when we're asking the question, is the Bahamas a real place? Of course, you've all seen the headline, Government Settles with Incoming Police Chief. Amount of settlement not revealed. Listen, first of all, when you say amount, what do you mean? Do you mean like cash amount? Because how is there a cash amount and they were reinstated to their position? And if they were reinstated to their position, why you had to settle the case? Like, isn't that the price? And how come we can't know how much they're getting paid? And how come we can't know when they're going to actually implement a policing, road policing initiative by traffic road policing initiative? And then there's another story, House to debate bill aimed at bringing closure of Dorian, or two Dorian families is maybe what the headline should read. Dorian families despaired, long wait for death certificates for the missing. And I'm sure I saw something here that suggested that only 74 people died in Dorian. I just want to say to the state, please, out of a enduring respect for your country and the people that comprise it, for your constitutional duties, please reconsider. Reconsider the numbers that you have been throwing out at us in terms of Dorian deaths and missing people. This is not a time for rhetoric. This is not a time for covering up mistakes. The only way that we can honor these people is with honest and truthful telling of the story. The people who died in that storm deserve more than your political rhetoric and machinations and attempt to maintain power. I got a text that says, Menace ain't caused nothing. They were reassigned and then reinstated. They lost no benefits. It's fleecing the system. See, but we'll never know because we refuse to do things properly. Justice must not just be done. It must be seen to be done. And not just by politicians and lawyers and people in the cabinet office, by the common man. All right. I have a text here that says, Miss Green, I rebuke your attempt to worship your false gods and prophets and pray God delivers you from your immorality and sexual perverseness. Well, happy independence to you too. Thank you, Dexter. Another text, all the cronies getting paid out by government. This must stop. It's the people's money. All the amounts should be published. This is crazy. I don't know who is a crony and who is not a crony. All I know is this. PMH is a disgrace. The Ministry of Education and the public school system is a disgrace. PHA and the Family Island public health system is a disgrace. The way we have treated our citizens for the last 49 years is a disgrace. And the way we continue to treat each other in an attempt to gain the maximum benefit from this mechanism we call, this Ponzi scheme we call a country, is a disgrace. Even our attempts to tell people who and what they must worship and believe. As we approach this 50th anniversary, you may not hear them talking it, but they're doing it because young people no longer believe the Bahamas is a real place. And if it is a real place, it's not a place for them to be real in. And I, for one, am not going to be enslaved in anybody's Ponzi scheme. Producer, look here. Look at that last caller. Let's go to that last caller dead quick. Tech says, are you blind? Menace dupes for real. You are guilty of crimes against the Bahamian people by shielding this despotic egomaniac. Are you talking to the Texas, eh? Texter? Yeah, I feel you. The whole political system must change. And on this, as we approach this birthday, this Bahamian birthday, I hope the political class reaches a level of maturity where they can finally see themselves, where they can understand that their identity must be rooted in all things Bahamian. Understanding that all things Bahamian sprung up or is connected to other things, to Africa, to the world. We are more than just a political construct. All right, I got the two last texts. Well, producer, let's get the call dead quick. Good morning, caller, you're on the clock.
This dark in a way.
Good morning, Bremen. You got 30 seconds.
The only hashtag is pretty you. Also, I'd like to say a godly day also to the United States of America, where all my grandchildren and great-grands and twice and up to 6 or 13 cousins are.
Yeah.
Also, I'd like to say on the 8th of July, knowing that you were speaking of Auckland, is my birthday.
What? Okay, godly well, do. You know the call in.
Say it again?
You know the call in. I'll have your music.
Thank you. And all that, what I want to say also before I go, right?
Yeah, quick.
I wish some justice, law, and order would be in Spence Street.
Absolutely.
And the health minister do something with these uncovered cesspit in this area.
I got you. Thank you, Bremen. Caller, I'm sorry we are all out of time. Oh, wow, Texter. Okay, that message from that Texter about immorality was distasteful. He without sin cast the first stone. I'm more concerned about these preachers preying on the poor and the pedophiles calling in favors to get out free. So sad. But it's a Christian nation, they say. Thank you, Texter. Thank you, caller. I'm sorry we are all out of time. Guardian Radio AM is up next with host Cecil Newry. So we got to go, but you got to stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Listen, the Bahamas is a real place as long as you're in it. Remember that. Have a great day, Bahamas. And remember what Bremen say. Hashtag pretty you. Mama, let me...